Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In a large, shallow body of water, hundreds of flamingos might congregate like an avian water ballet team, all preening their pink feathers, resting in the sun, and standing on one leg for hours at a time. Flamingos even sleep that way. It's a puzzle to science why exactly flamingos stand on one leg so regularly, but there are lots of theories on the subject. It's an impressive ability, considering that flamingos' legs are longer than their bodies, and most of their weight is oriented horizontally. Humans are oriented vertically, with almost all of our weight in line with our center of gravity. It really should be easier for humans to stand on one leg than for flamingos. But most of us have trouble standing on one leg for 10 seconds, let alone 4 hours like flamingos do. Most large wading birds have the ability to stand on one leg, and flamingos are one of the biggest wading birds out there. They range from about 20 to 50 inches tall, that's about 80 to 130 centimeters, but they don't weigh much, just about 5 to 8 pounds, that's 2 to 3.5 kilos. Combine their height with their coloring, and flamingos are one of the most recognizable birds in the world. It's startling to see a large group of pink, red, or vermilion birds standing, one-legged or otherwise, in a shallow pond. The color, of course, comes from the food that they eat, including shrimp, which is full of carotenoid pigments, the same thing that makes carrots orange. Flamingos are almost always in groups, anywhere from a few birds to a few hundred or even a few thousand, and they live on every continent except Australia and Antarctica. They're very social, sleeping, preening their feathers, and eating together. To eat, flamingos fish, sorta. They stick their heads in the water upside down and suck mud and water in through the front of their beak. The top and bottom of the beak have bristles that intertwine when they meet, forming a comb-like filtering mechanism. The water and mud flow through, getting pumped out of the sides of the beak. What's left is the flamingo's food, usually algae and small crustaceans. They stand on both legs to eat, but on one leg to sleep. It seems like sleeping would require both legs on the ground for balance since the animal is unconscious, so why do flamingos do it? Here are a few theories. Okay, if you stood in the water all day, your skin would prune up. Well, wading birds have the same problem. This is where one of the theories comes from. Maybe flamingos stand on one leg to dry their other off. Since flamingos alternate which foot they've got in the water, this theory does seem possible, but it's not super popular. Some experts think that the one-leg balancing act might have to do with a flamingo's brain. Many animals, including dolphins and ducks, only turn off one side of their brain at a time when they sleep. Ducks, along with herons, storks, and geese, have also been known to stand on one leg for long periods of time. If flamingos keep half their brain awake while they sleep, that could explain why they sleep on one leg. The leg controlled by the side of the brain that's awake stays on the ground to maintain balance, while the other leg and foot get to rest up for a while. The most common theories, though, relate to hunting and energy conservation. Since a flamingo's legs are so long and make up the majority of the bird's height, it takes a lot of energy to pump blood through both legs. That's a big strain on the heart. It's possible that pulling up one leg to rest and tucking it up into the body allows the heart to more easily pump blood through the body, since only one leg is fully extended. At the same time, this could conserve body heat. It's like wrapping your arms around your torso to stay warm. The more compact you make your body, the easier it is to warm up. This is an imperfect theory, though, since flamingos will stand on one leg in both cold and hot weather. There are many scientists who think flamingos keep just one leg in the water in order to better camouflage themselves. A lagoon has lots of long, thin objects in it, including reeds and small trees. A flamingo on one leg could resemble a tree with a thin trunk, especially when seen from inside the water. So a flamingo's underwater prey might think that it's a safe place to swim. This theory would make more sense, though, if the flamingo's prey were a bit more sight-driven. So nobody is sure exactly why flamingos do this. But there is an interesting anatomical mechanism that may help explain how. A flamingo's ankle is where you would expect the knee to be, and near the middle of the leg. The knee is so far up in the leg that it's usually hidden by the body. And that ankle has something that a human ankle doesn't. The joint actually snaps shut to literally lock it in place. And some scientists think that this locking mechanism may be the key to a flamingo's incredible balancing act. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Do Flamingos Stand on One Leg? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Julia Layton. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.